Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Aggressive herd rebuilding. Jim Robb talks about that in just a moment.
Raising cattle is not what you do. It's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here, and I want to tell you about Paragon Pipe Outlet Center in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. For 35 years, Paragon has manufactured tubular products for the oil and gas and construction industries, and now they're offering their products direct to the public. This is a new limited service, surplus pipe in sizes ranging from 4.5 to 16 inches. Common uses are fencing, gates, culverts, barn poles, and more. To save big money on new pipe products, look for us on the web at ParagonPipeOutlet.com. That's ParagonPipeOutlet.com. The mid-year cattle inventory report from USDA is not nearly as detailed as the report that we get at the beginning of each year, but it did give us some indications that we'll continue to rebuild the U.S. beef cow herd. In fact, it showed that as of the middle of the year that we're back above 30 million beef cows in this country. According to Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center, the aggressive herd rebuilding continues that we saw in 2014 here in 2015, especially in the Southern Great Plains.
You know, we see the most aggressive herd growth is probably in the Southern Plains coming out of the drought years. But across the U.S., our members say that almost every state sees some beef cow herd growth due to the economics and due to, in most areas, barring California, pretty darn good grass conditions, at least from an overall perspective. So we're in pretty good position. We're growing the herd. Now, remember, we get a pretty big kick in the first couple years of this herd growth because we're really transitioning away from beef cow slaughter. And that's, you know, a short-term thing. You don't keep pulling down beef cow slaughter. So as we looked at 2016 and beyond, the fundamental herd growth would depend more and more on heifer holdback, and that'll be the transition we start to make in 2016.
And Jim Robb says that ultimately the number of beef cows that we need in our U.S. beef cow herd will depend on how good of a job we continue to do in exporting beef into the worldwide marketplace.
I think the international export demand can support herd growth and still profitable levels in the U.S. industry, but that export demand is going to be the real driving force between whether we can really push these herd numbers higher than the last cyclical peak.
Now, the mid-year report suggested that we were back above 30 million beef cows in this country. You know, how far, you know, do we get to 30, 32, 33 million, you think, at the top end, or is that too far?
No, I think we can make those levels. I think the international demand profile is there to do that. I think domestic beef demand is there. You know, we have competing meats, too. We're going to have to look at the pork and the chicken complex. They're certainly ramping up. And so I think we look overall and we get to those kinds of levels. You know, we probably grow this beef cow herd overall by a total of, 6 to 9% in terms of percent change over the herd growth rate. And then we start to really look at how much we're depressing prices on calves and yearlings and how quickly that happens to really start, you know, the turn towards no more growth in the herd.
Top hired hand of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb, who says 2015 continues to be a great year when it comes to profitability for the cow-calf end of our beef cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's coming up. The big event for Express Ranches, 21st and 22nd of August. On Friday the 21st, they'll sell 207 head of fall calving females starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Saturday morning at 11 a.m., the big event sale live. It'll be held at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma, or you can see it on RFD TV, Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, as well as on liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to www.expressranches.com. All of our Beef Buzz shows up on our website. Go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, on the left-hand column, click on the Beef Buzz button. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.